Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Harmony Foundation podcast series. It's my pleasure today to be joined with Aaron McShane, who's a clinician with Truly Being Therapy out of Denver, Colorado. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So good to have you here on what looks to be like an off and on. It's snowing again now as we speak. It was beautiful like 15 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Estes Park.
Thank you. So
we're going to talk a little bit today about your practice and what you do and how you got into doing the work that you do. I first wanted to talk with you a little bit about what I saw on your website, and I really loved what you said. I think mostly because it resonated with me in this idea of how we've become human doings but not human beings. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that your mission is to provide healing with presence and passion, and that by truly being ourselves, we can reclaim a free and joyful life. And I just loved that. I just thought that was so well written, and it really did speak to me. So I'm curious, first of all, it seems like this would be the origin of where your practice name came from.
Yes.
And why do you think that's so important right now?
Well, I think that we really need some opportunities to reconnect to ourselves. We have plenty of opportunities to disconnect. Whether that be through, whether that's through addiction, whether that's through technology, we spend more and more time on our phones and, that's where we're looking, but not a lot of time listening to our intuition, listening to our inner wisdom, mm-hmm. and, opening up that channel. Mm. So I think it's a skill that needs to be taught because it's not something that we do naturally. So I love helping people with that. I love doing it myself, but I also love bringing that to other people. Mm-hmm. And whether the route is through meditation, whether it's through mindfulness, mm-hmm. whether it's through spending time in nature, those mm-hmm. are just a few of the ways. Mm-hmm. And it really helps us to rebuild that trust with ourselves that's often been broken when we've, struggled with mental health issues or certainly with addiction.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because it's almost giving yourself permission to do the work that you need to do to take care of yourself. And oftentimes it feels like there's a lot of shame that's mm-hmm. affiliated with people doing that. Like most people don't think about how taking a half a day off from mm-hmm. work and giving yourself some time to just decompress and disconnect seems almost gluttonous to some folks.
Right.
But absolutely so necessary.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a huge cost when we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, I like to really normalize it. And I think more and more people are talking about self-care, but I find it helpful to, make that real in someone's life. What does self-care look like for you?
Mm-hmm.
And
what does that look like for you, Aaron, when you say self-care?
So for me, I'm very protective of my schedule mm-hmm. because if I schedule too much, then I'm not present for each, each thing that I have to show up for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's with clients. So I don't see more than 4 clients in a day mm-hmm. because I don't want for that last client for me to not be really there for them.
Mm-hmm.
It means, being mindful of my social calendar, and I'm an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have spent a lot of time talking to a lot of people or in a group, I know that I'm going to need some time by myself mm. to have some solitude and reflection.
Mm.
And I love nature. Mm-hmm. I love hiking. Mm-hmm. That's just like, I'm looking forward to when it's a little bit warmer and mm-hmm. I can get out there and do more of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a perfect segue into my next question, which is you love nature and you moved here from Chicago
mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, actually.
Right.
Yeah, how far long ago was that?
It's been almost a year.
Almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so not a native of Colorado, but sounds like you're taking full advantage of the Colorado lifestyle, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You worked at Hazel and Betty Ford and, really impressive how you worked at this really sort of huge organization,
mm-hmm.
That
yep.
had a model of treatment that was very focused on, just a very traditional way of doing addiction treatment
mm-hmm.
work. And so what you've talked about is this idea of shifting away from this acute care model of working mm-hmm. with addiction to really looking at recovery management
mm-hmm.
and looking how that integration plays a part with somebody's long-term recovery. What, I guess, first got you thinking that this was the shift that needed to happen mm-hmm. in working with addiction, and what have been some of the benefits from it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that recovery management, first of all, in my time at Hazelden, I I observed when we really weren't thinking of it that way, and then all of a sudden it getting on our radar, like, we really need to transition this, and we need to think about what folks are doing once they leave treatment. And then for me personally, to be aligned with that, is I wanted to be one of those resources to help people with longer term recovery. So after someone's completed treatment and then they want to work through the things in their lives that are still barriers, whether that's family issues, whether that's, ongoing self-esteem, just a lot of the tremendous work that needs to be done. I wanted to help a person with that. And I will always say I am not the solution. Mm-hmm. I am just one part. Mm-hmm. And I really believe in helping individuals build community. And so that's very much aligned with recovery management is, don't turn to your therapist as like the end all be all. This is where I get my answers. This is where I get my solutions. Mm-hmm. Is what are some other places where you gain clarity? Mm-hmm. Or, that's very much supported in treatment community with even things like saying, well, why don't you talk to your group about this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go to group therapy, see what group thinks. Mm-hmm. In 12-step community, it's, that might be something to talk to your sponsor about, or why don't you mm-hmm. make some outreach calls to sober peers? But for, and for me, I'm helping a person to, I'm also looking at the health of, what are those other places that they are drawing resources from, and mm-hmm. are they, stepping into AA once every, mm-hmm. 3 months, mm-hmm. or is it an ongoing relationship? Mm-hmm. What's the work that's being done there? And ultimately, it's leading toward where a person is in the self-management, mm-hmm. where they're really tuned into this. These are my needs. This is what I'm feeling, and this is what I can do with mm-hmm. this.
Which is so important to help people take accountability for their own recovery.
Yes.
And not feeling like they have to lean on one person to be, like you said, the solution, but allowing them to realize there's multiple ways that they can really build that safety net for themselves and that they can be in charge of that.
Exactly.
That's great. I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, we always love to get to know the person behind the program, and mm-hmm. so I'm going to ask you a couple questions. The first is, if you had a billboard that you can put anything or any saying on it, what would you want the world to know?
That's a tough one. I think I'm going to say... I would say something about, it's the most important relationship we have is the relationship with self. Mm. And I might just leave it at that.
Kind I like of
something,
that. It's good.
Dot, dot, dot at the end uh-huh. and get people thinking, because uh-huh. I think we don't spend enough time in reflection. Mm-hmm. How am I talking to myself? Mm-hmm. Can I improve this relationship with myself?
Mm-hmm. How can I even love myself? Yeah. All of those things.
Yeah.
Really nice. So you mentioned, and we talked a little bit earlier about this, about the importance of self-care. You're a year into living in Colorado, and I'm a big hiker myself. Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite place to hike?
Yeah, last year I did twice a hike called Herman Gulch. Mm-hmm. It's right off of I-70. It's kind of around Georgetown-ish.
Hmm. I'm writing this down. Okay.
There's quite a bit of elevation gain. Mm-hmm. It's an out-and-back trail.
Okay.
It arrives at this beautiful high-altitude lake.
Really?
Just surrounded by some other mountains.
Okay.
And it's really just breathtaking. In the summer, tons of wildflowers. Mm-hmm. I definitely recommend if you have hiking poles, that's
yes.
one you might want to bring them.
Okay,
for.
I do them. I do have those.
Good.
And admittedly, I like to hike to destinations mm-hmm. that are usually way tucked in the back somewhere.
Yeah.
That it takes a little while and a little bit more effort to get to.
Yep.
So those are the best hikes because you know that it's worth it when you get to the top. So.
Yeah, then you'll like this one.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then if I were to throw out the word harmony, what do you think it means to live a life in harmony?
I think that means, it's about integrating, these different parts of our lives and having them not competing with each other, not throwing any one part of our life out. I think harmony in that way is very much like recovery. Mm-hmm. It's, not having to compartmentalize that mm-hmm. anymore, but having them all playing well together.
Mm-hmm.
And having alignment, too, mm-hmm. is what I think about.
That's good. Yeah, I agree with that. And if someone wanted to access services at Truly Being Therapy, how can they get in touch with you?
Best way would probably be to give me a call. My number is 720-548-1794. Alternatively, you can shoot me an email at erin@trulybeingtherapy.com.
Awesome. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.